number 81 in our white books. Praise Jesus. We praise you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus, hallelujah, Jesus. Praise the Lord. We praise you, Lord. Glory, glory, glory. Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, we trust you. Lord, we trust you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, we thank you, Lord. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus, hallelujah. Jesus tells us not to be anxious. He says, don't worry about tomorrow. That's what pagans do. He says he takes care of the simplest plant life and animal life and how he cares for us. And he says, don't worry about tomorrow. Don't be anxious about tomorrow, for today has enough trouble of its own. Well, that sounds half encouraging. What do we do with today's trouble? Only believe, right? All things are possible. Only believe. In Zechariah, which we won't get to look at, joint with Ezra, Nehemiah, and Haggai, there's a passage of scripture that we quote very frequently, and sometimes, though that's good, what isn't is that we don't fully know the context and the full weight of it. So I just want to read a few verses from Zechariah chapter 4 in light of what we already sung. Haggai, as we read, seems very practical, down to earth. Says things that are readily understood. Zechariah has a lot of visions and prophetic words that might be a little bit confusing. Some, he says, I don't even understand, and God has to explain it to him, like in this fourth chapter. But Zechariah is bringing the same word to the people in Jerusalem who are discouraged, who are up against enemies constantly, who don't have the manpower that probably they wanted or needed or felt they needed, and they were looking at an overwhelming task, and which is one of the reasons why they stopped working. This is bigger than us. And so Zechariah comes with this: the angel of the Lord talked with me and woke me like a man who is awakened out of his sleep. And I said, and he said to me, what do you see? I said, I see, and behold, a lampstand all of gold with a bowl, the top of it, the seven lamps on it, seven lips on each of the lamps that are on the top of it. There are two olive trees by it, one on the right, the bowl, the other on its left. I said to the angel who talked with me, what are these, my Lord? And then the angel who talked with me answered and said to me, do you not know what these are? I said, no, my Lord. And then he said to me, this is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel. So this is God speaking through Zechariah to the governor in Jerusalem, Zerubbabel. Not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. Who are you, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel, you shall become a plain, and he shall bring forward the top stone amid shouts of grace, grace to it. Word of the Lord came to me, saying, the hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this house. His hands also shall complete it. Then you will know that the Lord of hosts has sent me to you. For whoever has despised the day of small things shall rejoice and shall see the plumb line in the hand of Zerubbabel. How will we do this, God? Not by might, not by power, which is earthly resource, but by my spirit. There are things that may lie before us today that just seem overwhelming. Maybe we've given up because it's just too big. And it's just there. It's just there. It lies in rubble, and we don't even know where to begin. God's word comes to us as well. In Christ, by the Spirit, God works in ways that we cannot. Who are you, O great mountain? Maybe that should be our response to what stands before us today. The question, who are you, O great mountain, that you think you can stand in my way, that you think you're bigger than God, that you think you're overwhelming? God speaks grace to it. Grace, grace. God speaks in the time where we are overwhelmed. And he says, remember those on the day the foundations were laid, some rejoiced and others wept. This is the word to them. You'll no longer weep. You despise the day of small things. Now you rejoice. So God, I believe, wants to take us from that place of feeling this mountain is too big. This is too overwhelming. I don't know where to start. I don't know how to continue. And God would speak to us, only believe. All things are possible, not by might, not by power, but by Spirit. God has promised today to work on our behalf. Today has enough trouble of its own, but God's mercies are new every morning. Lord, we come to you today. We thank you for your word that encourages us. We thank you for your Spirit. The power of your Holy Spirit, Lord, that sees us through, that levels mountains, makes them into plains. We thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness to us today. Help us now to believe. Help us to have faith today, O God. Help us to stand still and watch your hand at work in our lives, dear Jesus. Our mourning will turn to dancing. Our weeping will turn to rejoicing as we see the word of God being fulfilled. We give you praise, Lord, today. We rejoice in who you are. We love you, Jesus. We pray all that we say and do. This meeting, this day, you would be exalted and you would be blessed. For your name's sake, we pray. Amen. Hymn number 197 in our red hymnals. Now you'll know exactly where to find this in the Bible, if you didn't already know. 197. Would you stand as we sing? You need to look that mountain square in the eye and by faith proclaim this mountain will be removed. And let's stand in the promises of God this morning. Amen. Amen. Verse 2.
Is there a river in your path? Step in, the waters will roll back. every mountain, we pray. Jesus, overcome every barrier. Dear God, dear God, dear God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, we believe. God, we trust you today. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus, we praise you. Jesus, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. Savior, raise my faith in thee till it can move a mountain. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. All my doubts are buried in the fountain. Amen, amen. Jesus, Jesus, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, we believe today. We believe, oh God. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. We praise you, Lord Jesus. We praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Glory, Lord. Glory, Lord. Glory, Lord. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. Maybe somebody this morning has a word of faith God has put on your heart that you need to share with us. This would be an opportunity for you to do that. Jesus. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Maybe you could bow your heads for just a moment. We've heard some encouraging things, and I believe God really wants to impress some on our hearts. I think a lot of times we read the Word of God or we hear preaching. I think sometimes I have a tendency to preach and teach hard things. I don't know how that comes across sometimes. Sometimes we can feel, like Janet was sharing, just I'm not good enough. How can God love me? All of these commands that God gives that I can't keep up with, and I struggle, and I fail. And we don't take that lightly, but we're thankful that the Holy Spirit enables us, and the blood of Jesus cleanses us, and we have that. We don't take it lightly, but we need to know, as Janet shared, this great love of God toward us. And I know there may be all of us to some degree struggle with that. We're not worthy. We know what's in our heart, and we know what's in our past.
And if everybody knew, I'd be full of shame, or maybe standing before God like Adam and Eve in the garden, full of shame. And maybe you need to hear that word today, that God wants you to lay that down. You know, on the cross, Jesus died for our sin and our shame. That was one of the things about the cross. It was shameful. Even death on a cross. And I believe God wants you to be encouraged today. I believe God wants to know how much He wants you to know how much He loves you, how much He cares for you, even in your weakness. I'm not quiet enough, or I'm not loud enough, or I take too much time alone with God, or I don't take enough time, or I haven't been to church enough, and I haven't, and all of these things that yes, we know we ought to do, and as hard as we try, we keep coming up feeling like we failed. God loves you. God knows our frame. And as we give our best to Him, we need to rest in an assurance. God, I pray you would envelop each one of us today with your love. I pray, Lord, we would know your forgiveness. We would know your gentleness, your kindness, your patience. You know, these are things that we talk about that we're supposed to have, fruit of the Spirit, all of these things. Well, you know, all of those things like gentleness and goodness and patience and love and peace, it originates from God. That's why we need God, the Holy Spirit, in our lives to produce that fruit. And if He's the one who gives it to us, He's the one who owns it. And so He is a God who is patient. He is a God who is gentle and kind. Receive that from Him today. He loves you. An everlasting love. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord.